This is Akashvani, the news read by Himakshi Pawar. The Parliament has passed the Taxation and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2026, with Rajya Sabha returning it to Lok Sabha after discussion yesterday. The Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had moved the bill. The bill seeks to amend the Payment and Settlement Systems Act 2007, the Income Tax Act 2025 and the Finance Act 2026. The legislation will replace the Income Tax Amendment Ordinance 2026, which was promulgated on 5th June this year. Replying to the discussion, the Union Finance Minister said that the objective of the bill is to strengthen India's manufacturing ecosystem, attract further investment, generate employment, and promote manufacturing activities. She said the second major reform relates to providing tax exemptions to foreign companies, procuring data services from specified data centers in India, and enhancing ease of doing business. The minister clarified that the bill does not impose any tax or transaction charge on UPI users. The Parliament also passed the Bankers' Books Evidence Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. Lok Sabha has already passed the bill. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla made a personal appeal to the floor leaders to cooperate in the smooth functioning of the House and participate in the discussion on the key bills. Mr. Birla stated this during the Business Advisory Committee meeting held at Parliament House yesterday. He said the people's issues cannot be left waiting in the corridors and they must be reflected, debated and resolved on the floor of this House. Speaking to reporters at the Parliament premises after the BAC meeting, Union Parliamentary Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready for a detailed discussion in Parliament regarding the recent student protests and related issues. Indian Council of Medical Research is organizing a two-day second edition of SHINE, which is Science, Health and Innovation for Next Gen Explorers, a nationwide school outreach initiative from today. The two-day program will be hosted across 83 locations nationwide, providing school students with an opportunity to engage with students, explore scientific research and experience the world of health and innovation firsthand. The Director General of ICMR, Dr. Rajiv Behl, encouraged them to make the most of the opportunity to interact with scientists, explore research laboratories, and experience the world of health and innovation firsthand. The Health and Family Welfare Ministry informed that the initiative invites students of grades 9 to 12 to apply scientific thinking to real-world public health challenges. The initiative aims to encourage scientific curiosity for public health solutions among young learners. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that Government E-Marketplace, GEM, reflects the procurement of the right product of the right quality, at the right price, at the right time. The minister said this while speaking at the celebration of 10 years of GEM in New Delhi. Mr. Goyal recalled that prior to the introduction of GEM, public money was being misused, procurement was non-transparent and lacked good governance. He underlined that today procurement is being carried out through a public procurement e-commerce platform where transparency, competitiveness and strong standards are being maintained before registration. Mr. Goyal said that cumulatively GEM has helped in the procurement of over 20 lakh crore rupees worth of goods and services through the portal through over 3 crore orders. He underlined that procurement worth 10 lakh crore rupees took place in the first 8 years and the next 10 lakh crore rupees was covered in only 2 years. Government has said the Green India Mission GIM is being implemented since 2015-16 with the objective of restoring degraded forest and non-forest landscapes through an integrated landscape approach. Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change said in a written reply in Lok Sabha that GIM has brought over 1,84,000 hectares under eco-restoration in 17 states and 1 union territory since 2015-16. And that is the end of this news bulletin.